now.
Hey everyone, 372 pages we'll never get back. This is Michael J. Nelson, and this is a quarantine mini, and very rare that I'm so excited to do a quarantine mini, because Connor put the call out. He said he's got quite a tale for me. that doesn't happen that often, where someone says, we gotta hop on, and because man oh man.
So, yeah, well, it was... It would have been imprudent to do it in the moment. You'll soon see why. But also, your fellow podcast co-host of yours got wind of it, and we were chatting about it last night. So I wanted to give you the full scoop before any you know secondhand information got passed along to you.
Yeah, good. Glad we can get it not out of the way, but let's get it on tape.
So. Over the week, I'm trying to just decide how the best way to tell this is, but over the weekend, it finally got nice here, and we went camping on Saturday night, and then did a 7.5 mile hike yesterday, mm-hmm. up to the top of a mountain where there was still snow, and so we had to turn around. And then halfway down the mountain, just as we're sort of like getting to the, you know, stretch where you're thinking about what to do afterwards, we start talking about what to do for dinner, and Lauren is like, well, we can make that. We can make crab cakes out of that crab you bought at Costco earlier in the week. And so I was like, "Whoa!" You know, I thrust my hiking poles into the air. I was so excited. She had made like a Caesar dressing earlier in the week, so it's like a Caesar salad with like a crab cake on top. It sounded delicious after a day in the
woods. I'm hungry.
So we got home, and I called up. I had already looked up the recipe early in the week because I was looking forward to it, and then called it up, Serious Eats, Kenji's crab cake recipe. Went to the kitchen, opened up the can of crab. It was like a pound of jumbo, like lump crab meat, like good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Opened it up and was like, on top it looks good. And seconds later, hit with the overpowering worst thing that I've ever smelled in my life. I dumped it into a bowl because I was going to mix it up with a little mayo for the crab cake. And the stuff on top was... The stuff on top resembled, you know, you'd pick it out of a crab claw. The stuff on bottom was a slurry, a grayish... sort of like slime. And this is, I mean, you sprang into action. Lauren, like, you know, dumped the bowl into the trash and ran outside, but it was already apparent that we were in a lot of trouble.
Oh, boy.
It was the sort of thing where, like, for the next hour, I thought that, like, a neighbor was going to come by and be like, what the hell died? It was unbelievable.
Oh, man.
It's so, just thinking about it now, I'm sort of like getting a, you know, tightness in my stomach. And so here is how this happened. When you buy a can of tuna, well, you put that in your pantry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we went to Costco, you know, I bought, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of stuff just to sort of limit how often I'd have to go to the store. Leave, you know, the shelf stable stuff in the hallway, sort of. It's, you know, people do that. They're like, whether it's valid or not, people are like, I bought these groceries. I'm going to give it a day or two to detox or whatever. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're familiar with that?
I'm not, but I'll take it on your authority.
But, okay. That's, you know, people have been doing that, or like wiping down the grocery. Anyway, upon unloading the stuff that needed refrigerating, I did not take into account that a can of crab meat, 1 pound, would need to be refrigerated. It clearly says keep refrigerated on the side in retrospect.
Oh, wow. I would not have thought that.
It's puzzling.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's not cooked, I guess. And we were trying to break that down. It's not cooked, obviously, unlike, you know, a can of tuna or, you know, but that, you know, canned chicken is cooked. I don't know if it's a pasteurization thing. But it sat in the hallway from Monday to Sunday, ripening. And, you know, while we were gone, you know, had the windows closed. So it probably was like, you know, 84 degrees in our place before we got home and opened up the windows. And, that was what greeted us. And so I posted that online saying, if you've got crab, you know, refrigerate it, because otherwise it is the worst thing I've ever smelled. And now we have to move. And it was not, it was the instinct of several different people to say, I bet Mike would still eat it. So,
oh, come on.
I felt the need to share that.
Oh, sure.
I said he would probably try it and pretend to like it. It was clearly worse than that Greenland shark I ate, the hakarl.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was worse than durian. You know, durian is a essential oil diffuser scent you would put in your house before this. I just thought you would enjoy hearing that, and that you would enjoy that people thought of you when they heard that story.
That is nice. Thank you, people. That's very sweet of me. I had a similar. This is many years ago. I had a similar stink bomb thing where something sat in the back of the refrigerator at a college home, and since we kind of swapped off who was living there at any given time, it could have been 2 years in the refrigerator, possibly three. But it was in a sealed container, and what did the cleaning, and it was me that did the cleaning of the fridge and popped the top on this particular item. And similar thing where we obviously have to move. There's no way. But the product is a surprising one. And so I've sent in the intervening years have warned people about this. It was just orange juice.
Whoa. Wow.
But it did something spectacular. Some chemical transition occurred that made it. This is obviously a thing that we could shoot down terrace caves or something too. This was the most overpowering thing.
It was in just like a sealed bottle.
Yeah, it was just sealed up and just left. And so yeah, just peeling the seal off of it, whatever. It was like maybe it was Tupperware or something where it had kind of a tight seal or something.
Oh, but man.
But yeah, that was you know. Roommates coming home 8 hours later going, what the? Like obviously every window of the place and fans going.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, when I opened the crab, there was a little bit of like, you know, a hiss type of thing. And maybe the top of it was in retrospect like a little bit of a bulge. So I don't know if, you know, 48 more hours it would have exploded on its own. Like,
yeah, man, I thought it was going in the direction of my my day of spiders, which I believe I've told on the podcast.
I don't know if you told it on here, but I mean, it's, you know.
I, in the morning, had walked into an orb weaver web, which are, you know, like 8 feet across web, and a giant, you know, abdomen the size of your thumb spider trapped on my face, the entire web wrapped around my head. So that was the morning of Day of the Spiders. And then Sean Thomason, producer for Riff Tracks, his favorite story of mine is that day I went to bring my son to a guitar lesson and went to the dollar store and bought a can of mushrooms.
Yeah.
Which he thinks is the most ridiculous thing
that a
human has ever done.
You know, you get a hankering, you've got a dollar in your pocket, you either, you know, Wendy's dollar in you or...
I took it home, and because they were so cheap, because it was like straw mushrooms, which tend to be more expensive.
Well, that's your first mistake. You got to take dollar store mushrooms like under the bleachers and eat them or something. And like,
tested them out, and the first forkful yielded a really, really large spider crunching up in my mouth that I then pulled out. Like, this is not a good texture, and pulled it out. And, you know, obviously did the shivering every 30 seconds to 45 seconds for the next 7 days. Like, that was Day of the Spiders.
That's the fine print of all those things about you eat 8 spiders a year. And that the fine print is if you buy your oysters at the dollar store, right. Your mushrooms.
Yeah. that's good stuff.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I can only imagine if it had exploded and, you know, coated the walls. I don't know what you could have done. It would have been.
You'd have to get one of those, you know, body cleanup crews, yes. Corpse scrubbers, you know. Wow. Well, that's good. And, and thanks all you listeners for thinking of me.
Yeah. And it was Pastor Dave's reaction as well. So you can let him know that they're touched.
Yeah. Thanks, Pastor. All right, everyone. That's what we got for you today.
Keep those crabs on ice. Mini.
Yeah, that's right.
Bye.
Take care, everyone. So long.